When I was looking through, it has a broad range of supporters, which I think is really important and significant. You've obviously worked hard. And I appreciate the role that you see for the CPUC. I think that's the way to go. I also was concerned about the relationship with the landlords, but it's clear that, you know, the Apartment Owners Association is in support of the bill. You've been working with them. So I think that that's... that kind of agreement is important to have, and you obviously have done that. So it's the beginning of a session. I work in progress for some of the issues that the chair raises, but one worth pursuing, and I hope we can move it out of committee today.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Wolk, as well as Senator Corbett and Senator Fulton, all the senators. Just a couple points I just wanted to highlight, too, as well as that BOMA is in support of the bill, as well as the California Business Properties Association. We are working diligently with CAR, the California Association of Realtors, right now, too. They're not in opposition to the bill. They're not in support of the bill right now. You know, they're in that neutral zone space. We're still working with them right now. You do bring up some very important points that we're still trying to work through right now. So, obviously, this is not the final product. If we're given an opportunity to move forward, we don't have a final product before you today, because we're still trying to work out some of the kinks. However, I think that we've made tremendous progress since the last hearing that we had before you, Mr. Chair, Madam Vice Chair, as well as members, especially when it comes to consumer protections. I don't think we would have gotten a turn in many, the Green Lining Institute to come on board strongly had we not taken time to have just absolutely numerous stakeholder meetings when we recessed the last session that we were in, December, November, October. We were working diligently, rolling up our sleeves, getting feedback. With regards to the financial institutions, you know, I had the opportunity to have some private stakeholder meetings with J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Barclays, and Wells Fargo, not from San Francisco, but the folks out from New York on this issue with regards to capital. They would like to get in, you know, but there are some market barriers that currently exist. Mr. Chair brings up a very good point, which is kind of a larger picture point, which, truth be told, I haven't had the opportunity to sort of internalize and work through, because I'm just trying to survive to get out of this committee, if you want, to live for another day, you know, with regards to the banks and you know.
I didn't realize you were hanging out with the 1% so much.
So, you know, I try not to discriminate, hang with everybody. You know, but, you know, just on that point, Mr. Chair.
Final questions, comments? I'll afford you an opportunity to close, Senator De Leon. Regardless of what happens today, I too touch myself with the chorus of commending you for tackling the issue and issues that we need to work through. For myself, I don't think we're quite there yet, and maybe won't be in the next couple of weeks. It could continue as a work in progress, but I tried to highlight for you a couple of both substance items as well as process items that could give me a better comfort level for a work in progress, but I may not be there today.
Okay.
For an opportunity to close.
I just respectfully ask when I vote, Mr. Chair.
Okay, let's call the roll. Senator Corbett moves the item.
Do pass to the Senate Committee on Judiciary. Padilla?
No.
Padilla, no. Fuller? No. Fuller, no. Canella?
No.
Canella, no. Corbett? Corbett, aye. De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. DeSaunier? Hill? Knight? No. Knight, no. Pavley? Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Wright?
No.
Wright, no. 3-5.
3 ayes, 5 noes. We'll place the bill on call. We have a number of items on call. We'll give it a few minutes for members of the committee to return to committee before we lift the call on the other items.
Thank you.
Let's do a couple of rounds of lifting of the calls out of respect for the members that are here that might not have cast votes on the items that were taken up earlier. So let's go in order of the agenda. Item number one, SB 35 by Senator Pavley. Let's lift the call.
SB 35 Pavley do pass as amended to the Senate Committee on Education. Current vote 5-1. Chair voting aye. Vice chair voting no. Canella.
Aye.
Canella aye. DeSaunier. Hill. Knight. Knight no. Pavley.
6 ayes, 2 noes. We'll place that bill back on call for absent members. Next item number 2, SB 37 by Senator DeLeon.
Do pass as amended to the Senate Committee on Judiciary. Current vote 3-5. Padilla and Fuller, chair and vice chair, voting no. DeSaunier, Hill, Pavley.
3 ayes, 5 noes. That bill is back on call. Next item is item number 3, SB 50 by Senator Ted Lieu.
Do pass to appropriations. Current vote 5-0. Chair and vice chair voting aye. Canella?
Aye.
Canella aye. DeSaunier?
Aye.
DeSaunier aye. SB 50. Hill?
Aye.
Hill aye. Knight?
Aye.
Knight aye. Pavley? Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk aye. 10-0. That's everybody.
That's 10 ayes, noes 0. With the return of Senators Hill and DeSaunier, I believe that completes the roll on that item. That bill is out. Next item number 4, SB 64 by Senator Corbett.
Do pass as amended to appropriations. Current vote 5-1. Chair voting aye. Vice chair voting no. Canella. Canella aye. DeSaunier.
Aye.
DeSaunier aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hill aye. Knight. Pavley.
8 ayes, 1 no.
Knight no.
No.
Knight no.
8 ayes, 2 noes. That bill is out. Next item is item number 6, SB 380.
Do pass as amended to Judiciary. Current vote 6-0. Chair, Vice Chair voting aye. Canella?
Aye.
Canella aye. DeSaunier?
Aye.
DeSaunier aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill aye. Knight? Knight no. Pavley?
9-1. 9 ayes, 1 no. That bill.
Knight aye.
Knight no to aye, making that 10 ayes.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes.
0 noes. That bill is out. Next item number 6, SB 448 by Senator Leno.
Do pass as amended to Transportation and Housing. Current vote 3-2. Chair voting aye. Vice chair voting no. Canella?
No.
Canella no. DeSaunier?
Aye.
DeSaunier aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill aye. Knight?
No.
Knight no. Pavley? Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk aye. 6 to 4.
6 ayes, 4 noes. That bill is out. Colleagues, item number 7, if you weren't here earlier, was pulled from today's agenda. Let's come back to the first two items. Item number 1, SB 35 by Senator Pavley. Please lift the call.
Do pass as amended to Education. Current vote 6-2. Chair voting aye. Vice chair voting no. DeSaunier?
Aye.
DeSaunier aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill aye.
8-2. 8 ayes, 2 noes. That bill is out. Last item number 2, SB 37 by Senator DeLeon.
Do pass to Judiciary Committee. Current vote 3-5. Both the chair and vice chair voting no. DeSaunier?
Aye.
DeSaunier aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill aye. Pavley?
That was accounted for. 5 ayes, 5 noes. That bill is short. Measure fails. Without objection, reconsideration granted. And with that, today's hearing is adjourned.